Hello and welcome to the latest episode of SG Voice Talks 2. Today we're lucky enough to be joined by David Coleman, Chief Product Officer at IOV42. Now, IOV42 is a fascinating business that's developed a digital system that enables trusted exchanges. For me, this is really interesting because it talks about how we can exchange reliable data in different ways. But the man to tell us all about it is David. So David, perhaps you could talk me through what is the problem that IOV42 is trying to solve?
Well, thanks for having me on here. And that's a great question, perhaps the obvious question. So at its fundamental roots, we're about using technology to help people create trust, and more specifically, trust in the supply chain. Now, it's quite sort of nebulous that, but we've seen the emergence of technologies, and blockchain is one of those, which very much deals in the area of trust. Now, blockchain, I want to be very clear here, blockchain that certainly is in the general media and people might be associated with, has one particular view in terms of what they're trying to achieve. And often those things can be a little bit orthogonal to what businesses and what countries and what have you are trying to do. We're a bit different. We're taking those ideas and we're saying, right, in the business world, in the regulatory world, in the, you know, the government world, how can we take those technologies and actually help people do what they're already trying to do? And we think those technologies give us some great opportunity to achieve some of the things that haven't been possible in the past. So whilst we've been, let's talk about the area of deforestation. It's a very hot topic at the moment. There's new regulation that is coming in next year in Europe in particular. The UK is going to follow suit. Countries around the world, America, Japan, are all looking at what is going to happen around this regulation. So there's a huge amount of focus around deforestation. And we've been trying to deal with deforestation for years. You know, FSC certification, PFC certification, it's been around for years. And it's been doing a good job at the very specific point that it was designed to do. But the challenges are bigger now. The challenges around climate, the challenges around corporate responsibility, they're all so much bigger. And really what it comes down to is a data problem. So data is flowing, it's already flowing, but there are a lot of concerns around where the data has come from, the quality of that data, the reliability of that data, the authenticity of that data. And so for us, this is where we see, for what we do, there's an opportunity to make a difference here. So the problem is how do you get that data distributed and flowing through the supply chain? How do you make it sure it's captured? How do you make sure it's shared? How do you make sure that data is protected? One of the biggest things we hear from participants in the supply chain is concerns about some of this data they see as being quite commercially sensitive. So how can they share that data in a way that protects their commercial interests, but serves the wider interests in terms of traceability and sustainability? They're worried about data integrity over time. You know, in 5 years' time, if enforcement come and ask me to see this data, how do I know that that data is still valid, is still accurate as it was at the time? And then finally, this data authenticity question. How do I know it's the right data? How do I know who's provided it? And so these are some of the real challenges around how do we secure a sustainable supply chains. It really is a data problem. And being a data problem, that's where technology can really help. And that isn't just blockchain. Although we describe ourselves as blockchain inspired, and there are definite elements of blockchain and principles in blockchain which we think can really serve here. But it's really about what can technology do generally to help solve some of these problems.
So could you then explain what the solution is? How does IOV42 actually work on the ground? So if someone's coming to you to buy a solution, what happens?
Yeah, so we've taken a slightly different approach from what you typically will see in supply chain traceability solutions. So typically in the past, a lot of the onus has been on one particular type of organization. So if we take Europe, for example, the onus has been on the importer. And so the solutions are, they put them in the hands of that importer, and it's where they try and collect all this information together. What the regulation is doing is it's sharing responsibility around. So it's no longer just the importer. It's also, in Europe, it's exporters have to now be accountable. So suddenly you've got a whole new group of people who are, they've never had to do this before. So one aspect of our system is actually we want the solutions to be throughout the supply chain. So it's not just on the one organization, but it's throughout their supply chain, both upstream and downstream. And that's about firstly capturing the data. So at each point in the supply chain, it's capturing the data that is relevant for whatever that party participant is doing in the supply chain. Then it's about being able to share that data. So currently, a lot of the challenges are around, you know, it's Excel files being emailed around, or PDFs, or email being used as a mechanism, and it served its purpose. But now, with the sheer amount of data that's required, organizing that data, making sure all the data that is needed is there, it's become a key part of the problem. So our solution is about firstly helping people capture that data, knowing that they've captured the data they need, and then being able to share that data. And that really covers the sort of data capture and data sharing aspect of trying to address that part of the problem. The other part of the solution is around the data protection, integrity, and authenticity. And this is where we have a layer which is, it's a distributed ledger technology, but it's all about firstly the data integrity, and then really important, the data, which is sort of inherent in a DLT technology. So you know data hasn't changed over time, but it's the authenticity part of this. And where we see where our solution really facilitates this is there isn't a golden bullet to this problem. It's about building up a picture of data. And that data can come from a variety of sources. It comes from the participants in the supply chain, key, obviously, but it comes from also third parties. And that can be anything from those third parties that are verifying the data, those third parties that are providing the data. So if you have imagine something like satellite data, is that coming from a legitimate satellite data source? When did they provide it? And is it really authentically from them? Might be coming from laboratory. So laboratory testing is starting to play a role in these kind of supply chains. And so you're collecting these bits of data to create this picture. So when you're having to do your due diligence and make sure you're compliant, you have all these pieces of data that you can take. You can have a look at the overall picture and then have confidence that actually what we're accepting is legitimate, is sustainable, it's come from sources that I trust. And that's, again, where our underlying platform, we have a model around which captures the involvement of different identities, different participants, whether they be part of the supply chain or whether they be third parties, and them endorsing the data. So through that, you can hold third parties to account. You can make sure that actually if they're supplying the data, they are putting their name against it. And so we think accountability of that data is a key part to increasing the authenticity of the data.
And so I suppose what I'm really interested in here is, what does that enable people to do? What does that enable companies to do if they're using your systems?
Yeah, so there's a really key aspect around sort of digitalization and organization. We've seen organizations saying things like, wow, something that used to take us 6 months, we can do in a matter of minutes. And that is because inherently through the system, the data is organized, it's kept together, and it's shared together as well. So the whole sharing aspect is, you know, if I'm the importer and I receive this bundle of data and all the data's there and I can see it's all there, and if there's a bit missing, I can see that there's a bit missing. And so it's a real time saver for those organizations that are having to spend a lot of time and a lot of resource on compliance. And so our system is about trying to make it efficient and easier for them. And then the other aspect is the accountability aspect. For importers, for example, they for 5 to 7 years, depending on the regulation, they have to be accountable for that shipment that they imported. So they are, you know, and I'm going to quote them here, peace of mind is a huge thing for them. It's to know that actually that data is not only available so they can evaluate it, but then it's kept and it's secure. And so should enforcement come along anytime in the future, they can go, look, here we go. We based our decision on this set of data. We know the data hasn't changed. We know where it came from. We know who provided it. And they can have that confidence in their business process.
And so, I mean, that certainly does sound like something everybody would want. but so what is it that makes IOV42 the company that's best set to provide that solution?
So with any organization, I'm going to say, of course, we're going to say, yes, we're the best. And I'm not going to say we're not the best. So don't get me wrong here. But the reality is, and this is what one of the side effects of the blockchain movement, if you like, is it's got people to think beyond just their own organization. And we've sort of found ourselves playing this role a little bit. It's partly because of the technology that, you know, we're promoting and we're utilizing, but it's partly because I think the way we think. And we think very much that these kind of, you're talking about huge society problems here. The only way they're going to be addressed is if industries actually come together. Now, I'm not going to turn around and say that means the entire industry needs to use our system. That's never going to happen. But what does need to happen is that organizations need to be able to talk to each other. And so we're building this thing from the outside, from the outset, to be something that is aware of the community of this industry rather than just focusing on siloed organizations. So I think that's one of our big pluses, and that's resonating in the industry. I think there's a lot of people who are recognizing that, hang on a sec, you know, and I'm talking about some of the big players here, they're not coming to us looking for a solution just for them. And they want a solution for their suppliers, but they recognize that, you know, a supplier doesn't want a solution for every single one of their customers. I mean, I come from the financial industry where they learned some of these lessons, you know, for all their faults, they've learned some of these lessons in terms of when to compete and when to collaborate. And I think that we're all about how do we help these organizations collaborate, share data, share the right data, protect the data where it needs to be protected. And I think, our philosophy has made its way into our product. And so it's all about creating an ecosystem bigger than just IOV, but where IOV we think can play an important role, but really fosters that collaboration, that data sharing, and that building of trust across the industry. We also talk about, you know, building that trust. We want to make it so easy for the good players. You know, most of the people we speak to are the people who want to do the right thing. So it's about making it easy for the good players and difficult for the bad players. And I think it's just, we found ourselves with a message that resonates in the industry. You know, we all understand their concerns. There are concerns around privacy. There are concerns around protecting their data. We're not trying to put this utopian solution in front of them either. It's realizing that things get messy, and it's about how do we work with that? How do we improve things? How do we ultimately make their lives easier?
So it really is about engaging with reality as it is and just trying to streamline the process.
Yeah, so I started at IOV quite a few years ago, and I won't go into all the detail, but what we ended up really doing is identifying how we build trust anyway. When we do business, there are certain ways that we actually build trust between organizations. And there's a recognition of third-party involvement in that, for example. There's a recognition of how information is exchanged. And what we ended up doing is actually in our platform, we ended up codifying that. We ended up digitizing the process that we do anyway. So we're not trying to reinvent a new way of how you trust in organizations. What we're trying to do is actually give you a mechanism in the digital world to capture that and to distribute it, because that's a key part of the problem.
I have to say, I do love the idea, because it's so fundamental at the moment with all the move towards Scope 3 reporting and the importance of disclosure throughout the supply chain and the fear and the lack of knowledge around doing it, that it actually makes it all incredibly exciting. So thank you for joining us and telling us all about it. Now, is there anything I haven't asked you about IOV 42 that you'd like to tell us?
I don't think so. I think for like I said in the thing, a lot of it is actually just, it's yes, our product needs to do what we say it does. It's more about the philosophy than anything. And that's really the big sea change that is going on, actually. And what we're seeing is going on is actually people are no longer being siloed, no longer being protectionist. They're recognizing that. And that's, for me, is really encouraging. Because I think that's where we'll find the solution. Like, even with blockchain, people are going, blockchain's the, you know, can do this, it can do that. It's never been more than 20% of the solution. The rest of the solution is organizations and collaboration and philosophy behind all that and everything like that. It's people at the end of the day. So people are still the problem.
I think that is the perfect note on which to end our interview. Can I say, David, thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about IOV 42. And to our listeners, I hope you'll join us next time. Thank you very much.